Hare Krishna. Belief, founded in the illusion of all belief, is an illusion. Belief, founded in the illusion of all belief, means that there are today atheistic thinkers who make the theory of evolution into an omnipotent mover, and they try to ascribe all behavior and all thought patterns to evolution. And then these atheistic thinkers who misappropriate science to propagate evolution, they argue that belief in religion is the result of a evolutionary misfiring. That means that when we in the past did not know much about the world and the world was filled with uncertain dangers, at that time the idea that there was a God who would protect us, that idea was helpful. But now when we have progressed and now we know better, so yes, evolution, so yes, now we should reject that, and we should reject God and recognize that the belief in God was just a convenient was of use in the past, but we have outgrown it now. So basically their idea is that all the beliefs that we have are simply a result of neuronal firings, the result of the ways the electrochemical patterns change in brain cells, which are called neurons. So neuronal firing, so religious belief, they say, is a neuronal misfiring. And now that we have grown enough scientifically, intellectually, so they argue that we should give up this belief and we should outgrow religion and become atheists. Now the problem with any such argument, where they say that the result of, there are many problems with this argument, but let's talk in their terms. So the point is, if all our beliefs are the result of neuronal firings, then ultimately how do we know that our present perception, that means our means the atheist present perception that there is no God, is not a misfiring? If we, as evolution says, as the atheistic evolutionists say, is that our brain was wired more for knowing what is the, for survival instinct and not for discerning truth. And that's why so many people don't understand the truth that there is no God. Now, this is their argument. Now, there are many ways to refute this argument, but the important point relevant for us is that if ultimately our beliefs have no meaning apart from being just neuronal firings in the brain, then then all beliefs are ultimately an illusion, including the belief that there is no God. So belief that is founded in the illusion of all belief is itself an illusion. So belief founded in the illusion of all belief. That means illusion of all belief means that they have the idea that whatever belief, so the sword will cut both ways. If all beliefs are the product of neuronal firings and there is nothing more meaningful to life and to our perception and to our beliefs, then the patterns of certain electrochemical signals in our brain, then that would mean the meaninglessness of not just theistic beliefs, but also the meaninglessness of atheistic beliefs. And in that way, all beliefs become an illusion. So the foundation of our thinking, the foundation of our perception, the foundation of our living, it all crumbles into nothing when we buy into the idea that belief is nothing more than a product of neurochemical firings. And then that means that if all belief is an illusion, then why have any debate about whether atheism is right or theism is right? Why write books to try to convert people from theists to atheists? So the belief that is founded in the illusion of all belief is itself an illusion. So the Bhagavad Gita talks about atheistic worldview in 16.7. And it says 16.789, it talks about these things. So in 16.8 it says asatyam apratishtam te jagadahuranishwaram aparaspara sambhutam kimanyat kama haitukam. Asatyam apratishtam te, the world is unreal, it has no foundation. Jagadahur anishwaram, there is no God in control. So if there is no God in control, anishwaram, if there is absolutely no God in control, then not only that is, that's okay. But what they are saying is, the world has no foundation. So, this foundation, asatyam apatishtam te, so that foundation can also apply to, they have no intellectual foundation for any of their beliefs. Whether it, we, if we were just, if there were nothing to life, then just the electrochemical patterns and their firing in our head, then all beliefs would be meaningless and life and debating over beliefs would also be meaningless. The fact is that our perceptions don't come from merely electrochemical firings of the brain. Our beliefs are, they reflect the original consciousness of the soul. Now they may reflect them distortedly depending on the kind of conditionings that we have. But to the extent we harmonize with reality, to the extent we connect with higher spiritual principles, to that extent we can actually gain higher perception, gain higher realization and move onwards towards clearer and clearer perception of our spiritual identity and of the spiritual level of reality. So rather than just foundationally calling all belief as illusion and then selectively rejecting only atheistic beliefs. This is the incoherent strategy of atheists. Instead, we can move onwards by the practice of yoga, especially bhakti yoga, to get higher spiritual realization. Pratyakshavagamam dharmam, Krishna says 9.2. That we can get direct realization of higher spiritual reality. And thus, we can transcend the misconceptions that haunt and delude people who are addicted to the material level of reality. Thank you. Hare Krishna.